This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hopefully you all are driving safe, but hopefully while you're driving you have 96.5 The Fan on. That'd be awesome. If you do, tell somebody else to listen. We would love that. Stay safe out there. The grunt of the weather yet to come, so they say. I promise we're done hating on the NBA. We vented. We had our time. And I love this time of year because...
When else are we going to vent on the NBA too, right?
Not only that, but so many people like talk sports. What sports?
Well, K-State played last night and they lost.
And if you were interested in that game, you watched it last night. You don't need us to tell you about it.
Did KU play last night?
I have no idea. If they did and you saw that game, you watched it, great.
I know there's a big game on Wednesday night. Mizzou versus Alabama in Mizzou. So that'll be fun. I don't even think K-State played last night. I think their women played last night. Kansas plays tonight at 8 o'clock against BYU. So that's cool. That's college basketball for you. Nobody even knows who's playing. Let's see here. Yeah, Kansas State did play last night. They lost to Utah. Utah on a heater against Kansas teams. Beat the Jayhawks on Saturday night. Beat the Wildcats on Monday night. Look at those boys from Utah. But speaking of, how about that Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary show?
That was fantastic. Yeah, it was great.
I tweeted out Saturday night and said, I'll be watching the entire SNL thing. I don't care about any NBA. Because this is where my focus was. This was where, like, we talk about sports and how they bring a generation and a generation and a generation all together. I don't know what does that more than Saturday Night Live.
It was great.
Your grandparents and your parents and you and maybe your kids all have a genre or a decade that they were in love with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and parents were texting me about it. Yeah.
They were watching.
Yeah, absolutely they were. And if you said you didn't cry during the Adam Sandler thing, you're lying to yourself. I can't remember the last time I started crying watching something on TV like
he
that.
I always do that.
Like, God, it was so good.
Yeah, I mean, like, his best friend is dead at a young age.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Norm MacDonald had recently passed away. So then he, you know, can incorporate both of them. A lot of people said that's the way they should have ended the show.
Yeah, I thought that too. But I mean, ending it with, you know, Paul McCartney, I think is a pretty solid ending to
a show.
I thought
it was hilarious.
Right?
They started the show with Sabrina Carpenter and Paul Simon.
Right, exactly.
Like, he's like, I wrote this song in 1976. She's like, I wasn't even alive yet. And neither were my parents.
Yeah. I was like, and I go, that would have been true for me if my kids said that. I wasn't born then. And, you know, but I thought it was just so well done. And
it was great.
I thought there were, like, for me, there were a couple of key moments. Obviously the Adam Sandler thing is tops. Nothing will top that. Mm-hmm. I thought Miley Cyrus singing Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, was powerful as well, based on what the past was. And they brought that song back. I thought that was fantastic. And then Paul McCartney at the end, you know, I'm not the hugest of Beatle fans and whatnot, but I understand the impact.
I thought he was in Wings.
That they had. He was great in Wings. He was the pilot. And so watching them, you know, watching him perform at the end, I thought was really cool as well. And Meryl Streep, did you mention to me, I thought she was great in this.
Abduction scene was great.
I mean, it was so good.
Where'd you go? I took a 1-2 and a 3.
Yeah.
Because Kate McKinnon's hilarious.
Hilarious.
If you've never seen seen that bit before. That's an hilarious bit.
Yeah.
And see, like, that's the thing. It's like, Kate McKinnon would technically be past my prime of Saturday Night Live. Because, like, I was one of those guys, like everybody else, because, like, I know you probably know this because we're all three huge fans of it. But, like, when they originally came out and then those stars in the 80s came in, and everyone's like, oh, they'll never be Belushi and Aykroyd and all
everybody
these guys.
Everybody says that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, nobody's going to be Gilda. Nobody's going to be these guys. And all of a sudden, here comes Eddie Murphy and, you know, Phil Hartman's kind of late early 90s, late 80s. But, like, all those people came in, they're like, oh, it's terrible. And then 5 years later go by and you're like,
they're really good.
That's actually really good. Yeah. And then all those people are like, who's this Sandler, Farley, Spade? You know, all these guys.
Right.
They suck. Oh, wait. Yeah, actually,
that's arguably
really
the best generation, you know?
Yeah. And then
but it's
like,
funny. Like, everybody doesn't want to admit that the next generation is okay, you know?
So we put together our top five cast members of all time on Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Yeah, you can go ahead and start.
Okay. So mine are pretty easy, and I have reasons why. Chris Farley will always be number one. I think he's the funniest person I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm a very biased Chris Farley fan to the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell, Phil Hartman, Norm Macdonald, and Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry.
The reason why, remember, and Rachel Dratch is a runner-up because her Debbie Downer's thing on at 50, that's just a hilarious skit. Farley, because there's nobody that brought out more people than Chris Farley. Will Ferrell, because, well, it's Will. Like, his scene where he's like, yeah, I was adopted and abandoned, and I became like an I'm an elf.
Yeah, right, like,
and then, like, Phil Hartman, he's like Kling. He's just naturally dry, funny. Like, you have to think about it, but when you do, it hits you in a way where you're like, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Norm, because
Kling had the best line ever in my entire life at the bar on Friday night to
probably,
Mac.
Yeah. I mean, and you didn't see it coming. Like, you literally like, And then Norm Macdonald, because of Weekend Update, there's nobody been any better. Maybe Daryl Hammond was, not Daryl Hammond, but gosh, the guy that did.
I know who you're talking about. Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't
right
know, but
now?
He did it for a while. He was hilarious. And then O'Terry, because you get Will and O'Terry to do the cheerleader bit.
Yeah.
And she's just hilarious. So those are my five for a reason.
Yeah. I've got five on my list as well. Will Ferrell coming in at number one for me. He's my GOAT of all time. He's somebody that I've always just kind of watched and looked and tried to learn from. I think he's hysterical. He can make me laugh just by looking at me. You know, when he used to do the George Bush and he would have that blank stare like that, that would always just make me laugh. He didn't have to say a word.
Did you watch W?
No.
He did?
I did not.
Oh.
No.
Oh, God.
Is it good?
Oh,
funny?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have to watch
it's
that.
A stand-up.
Yeah. Chris Farley makes the list because, I mean, you can tell when somebody's funny when other comedians are laughing and trying not to laugh.
Up.
Right. Yes. And he did that all the time. Adam Sandler, obviously. Chevy Chase, because he was just outrageously funny. I know he's not like the nicest guy and nobody really wants to work with him, but that guy was hysterical. And Gilda Radner, for me, I found myself in a Gilda Radner rabbit hole yesterday, just watching some of the great skits that she did over the years. And Rosanna Dana is one of the top skits of Saturday Night Live of all time, where she's, I mean, it's just hysterical. Her and Jane Curtin doing a bit back and forth. So Gilda Radner always, to me, will be up there. She was absolutely hysterical and a trendsetter as well.
Yeah, she's widely regarded as like the best female cast member.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go Norm and Eddie, and then I'd go from the newer generations, Fred Armisen, Kristen Wiig, and Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Wiig's small hand bit is hilarious.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Okay. Yeah,
and the
Bill Hader's becoming a legend right now on Saturday Night Live, too.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who Gilda Radner was married to?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
He said when she died, he died.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I did not know
things
that.
You didn't know. Now you do. Gilda Radner is hilarious. Nobody said Michael Myers. Nobody said Dana Carvey.
Because there's so many.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
like,
many.
You asked me to do another five. It could come up with five different.
And that's the thing. It's so many people. It wasn't Dennis Miller who I was thinking of on the Weekend Update. It was, gosh. What was
I follow
his name?
The guy on Twitter now, too, and it's going to drive me nuts.
Come on. We got 2 seconds. All right. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.